Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Qualitative Research, A Guide to Design and Implementation is a research methods textbook and practical handbook for designing, conducting, analyzing, and presenting qualitative inquiry. The fifth edition, published by Jossi Bass in 2045, updates the long-established work associated with Sharon B. Merriam and Elizabeth J. Tisdall, with Heather L. Stuckey-Peyrot joining as a co-author. Its subject is not a single method, but the full research process, from understanding the nature of qualitative inquiry to choosing an approach, collecting data, interpreting evidence, and communicating findings. The book is especially oriented toward graduate students, novice researchers, and applied professionals in education, healthcare, social science, adult learning, and community settings. Its purpose is to make qualitative research methodologically coherent without reducing it to rigid procedure. It presents qualitative inquiry as interpretive, descriptive, context-sensitive, ethically demanding, and responsive to the perspectives of participants. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, qualitative inquiry as interpretive, contextual, and flexible research. A central contribution of the book is its explanation of what makes qualitative research distinct from quantitative or experimental designs. Rather than treating qualitative work as a loose collection of interviews or observations, the authors frame it as an interpretive approach to understanding meaning in context. The researcher studies how people make sense of experiences, institutions, relationships, and practices, and the resulting evidence is typically descriptive, situated, and participant-centered. This framing matters because design decisions in qualitative research cannot be separated from the nature of the question being asked. A question about how adults experience professional learning, for example, requires attention to language, setting, identity, and interaction rather than only measurement. The book also emphasizes flexibility, but not as a lack of rigor. Flexibility means that a study may evolve as the researcher learns more from the field, while still requiring transparent reasoning, ethical care, and disciplined documentation. This balance helps readers avoid two common mistakes: treating qualitative research as merely anecdotal, or forcing it into a rigid procedural template better suited to other forms of inquiry. Secondly, choosing among qualitative approaches rather than using one generic method. The book distinguishes qualitative research as a broad family of approaches rather than a single technique. It introduces common designs such as basic or descriptive qualitative research, ethnography, grounded theory, narrative inquiry, phenomenology, and case study, while also addressing critical, feminist, action-oriented, and community-based participatory approaches. This range is important because different approaches imply different purposes and standards of coherence. A case study asks readers to understand a bounded system in depth, while grounded theory seeks a conceptual explanation of a process. A critical or feminist study often foregrounds power, voice, and social location, while action research connects inquiry with practical change. By laying out these differences, the book helps researchers avoid selecting a label after data collection simply because it sounds familiar. The approach should shape the research question, sampling strategy, data sources, analytic logic, and final presentation. The fifth edition is notable for giving stronger attention to approaches that connect research with practice and social participation, including action research and community-based participatory research, which are especially relevant in health, education, and community improvement contexts. Thirdly, designing a study through questions, sampling, ethics, and researcher reflexivity. A major practical strength of the book is its treatment of research design as a sequence of connected judgments. It guides readers from forming a qualitative research problem to selecting participants, gaining access, addressing ethical responsibilities, and clarifying the role of the researcher. The descent of sampling is presented less as a matter of statistical representation and more as purposeful selection of information-rich cases, settings, or participants that can illuminate the phenomenon under study. This shift is crucial for novice researchers who may assume that larger samples automatically produce better qualitative evidence. The book also treats ethics as more than institutional approval, because qualitative researchers often engage directly with participants, listen to personal accounts, and interpret social worlds. They must consider consent, confidentiality, power relations, and the possible consequences of representation. Reflexivity is part of this ethical and methodological responsibility. Researchers bring assumptions, identities, professional roles, and theoretical interests into the field, rather than pretending these influences disappear. The book encourages researchers to examine and document them so that readers can better understand how interpretations were developed. Fourthly, data collection is purposeful engagement with interviews, observations, and documents. The book gives substantial attention to the main data collection practices used in qualitative studies, including interviews, focus groups, observation, field notes, documents, artifacts, and online sources. Its value lies in showing that these methods are not interchangeable tools, but different ways of accessing meaning and social practice. Interviews are useful for eliciting participant perspectives, but they depend on careful question design, active listening, and sensitivity to the interview relationship. Observation can reveal practices, routines, and interactions that participants may not mention or may take for granted. Documents and artifacts provide evidence of institutional language, cultural norms, history, or material context. The inclusion of online sources reflects the reality that many contemporary social settings are partly digital, though the same methodological cautions apply regarding context. Authenticity, consent, and interpretation. The book also reinforces the link between collection and analysis. Qualitative researchers do not simply gather everything possible and then begin thinking later. They make ongoing judgments about emerging patterns, gaps, contradictions, and the need for additional evidence. Lastly, analysis, trustworthiness, and communication of qualitative findings. The book treats qualitative analysis as an iterative process of making meaning from data through coding, categorizing, comparing, interpreting, and writing. It explains that analysis begins with careful immersion in data and moves toward patterns or themes that are grounded in evidence but shaped by the research question and approach. The authors address both traditional analytic practices and newer supports, including qualitative data analysis software, while avoiding the implication that software performs interpretation. Software can organize, retrieve, and manage data, but the researcher remains responsible for judgment, conceptual clarity, and explanatory coherence. The book also discusses strategies associated with trustworthiness, such as transparency of method, adequate evidence, triangulation, where appropriate, member engagement, audit trails, and reflexive awareness. These practices respond to the frequent question of how qualitative studies establish credibility without relying on statistical validity. Finally, the book stresses communication. A qualitative report must do more than list themes. It should present a persuasive account that connects evidence, interpretation, context, and implications in a form suitable for scholarly, professional, or community audiences. In conclusion, this book is best suited for graduate students, early career researchers, faculty teaching qualitative methods, and professionals who need to conduct applied research in education, healthcare, social work, organizational learning, or community practice. Readers who benefit most are those who need more than a checklist, but less than a highly specialized theoretical treatise. The practical benefit is a structured understanding of how to move from a research problem to a defensible qualitative design, gather appropriate data, analyze it with discipline, and present findings clearly. The intellectual benefit is a stronger grasp of why qualitative inquiry values meaning, context, interpretation, and researcher reflexivity. Compared with many methods books, it stands out because it combines accessibility with breadth. It introduces established approaches while also acknowledging newer and more participatory directions, including action research, community-based participatory research, arts-based methods, online data sources, and software-assisted analysis. It is not the deepest source for every specialized methodology, but that is not its main role. Its distinctive value is integration. It helps readers see how philosophical assumptions, design choices, fieldwork, analysis, ethics, and writing function as parts of one coherent research process. If you would like to support Elizabeth J. Tisdall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.